Thank you all for joining the NBGP Bangla call in discussion with the Unicode. For the recording, I'll go through the roll call. In the call, we have Michelle Muhammad Abdul Harq, Ajay Datta, Hasey Hasif Rahman, Mahfuz Majumdar, Mamun. And from ICANN, we have Pitinan Joyce and Samiran. Over to you, Dr. Ajay. Thank you.
So thank you, Pitinan, for holding this call, and thank you everyone for joining this call. This is about a progress which has happened for Bangla about having a meeting with Unicode. And we have this meeting to understand the minutes of meeting and the way forward for our LGR process going on in NBGP. So I would be mostly listening, and we would have Michelle and people who participate in the meeting decode the minutes for us so that we have the guidance for proceeding further in our LGR. Thank you, and over to you, Pitinan and Michelle. Thank you.
All right, so let me show the minutes first, and then maybe I'll ask Michelle to go through for us. Thank you. Hope you can see the minutes. I will also share it in the chat. Over to you, Michelle.
Okay, so sorry first for being late. You know, I was in fact in a Unicode meeting, dinner before that, and so I came a bit late, and I'm very sorry to make you wait. So the minutes don't really say much about the discussion. And in fact, today when we were discussing the minute at this UTC, I was saying that we didn't really convey in the minutes everything that was said, and so we talk a lot about the, you know, kind of the things that we can do in CLDR, but we didn't really say anything about part of the discussion that was about the name change on the block names and stuff like that. And so I also, you should have seen my text that I sent to Pitinan and was forwarded to you, correct?
Yes, I could pull that up if you want.
Okay. Because frankly, you know, in the minutes we talk a lot about CLDR, we don't talk necessarily much about the backstory and all the, you know, the representation of Bangla in Unicode text on So, you know, I was mentioning those 5 points on and that was part of the discussion we had also during the meeting in the last UTC, on has to do with character names on the normalization form that prevent, you know, change in character names on canonical decomposition. So we understood that obviously the preferred form for some of the Bangla character was to be the atomic representation on the sequence. And also we saw, we see that during the discussion that, unlike some of us were thinking, in fact, including myself, the atomic representation of some of those characters, in fact, is a common representation of those characters. And that's what, you know, when you use a keyboard in Bangla environment, you get those atomic characters. But still, at some point, you have to recognize that we're kind of bound by what IDN does on the IDN mechanism does require us to use a normalization form C, and that normalization form C is basically using the sequences for those characters. So we don't really have a choice there. We have to use those sequences to represent those characters. But at the same time, when you are, you know, in your everyday life, or if you're creating your documents in Bangla environment, you're basically using the atomic characters. That's going to be the one that you're using in those contexts. And it's only when you have to access the IDN system that you basically convert from those atomic characters, those sequences. And the LGR is just describing basically the backstory that you have to use for IDN. So we can't really change that, and we don't really have a choice, because that's basically derived from the constraint that we have on stability principles, and we have to maintain what we have today, and we can't really change that. But again, that's just what we call late normalizations. That basically you do normalization when you have to do it, but in the rest of your of representing Bangla writing system, you still use the atomic characters. So that's kind of the situation we have today. And I don't think it does really create any concern for you, because the sequence is only a matter of what you use in LGR. It doesn't really reflect in any shape or forms what you use in everyday life, which is atomic representation. So it's, I could keep talking about this thing, but I think that text, is 1 to 5, does represent what is the situation at this point. And I'd be glad to take questions or, requests for explanation on those points. And also, we also saw that for keyboards, for example, and that was reflected on some of the minutes of the ETC, that some progress could be done on CLDR to make sure that when people use sequences for those characters, those sequences should be treated as atomic characters by keyboard layers. So when they do a backspace, for example, on a sequence, they don't backspace one, part of the sequence, but the whole sequence, stuff like that. So that was kind of, all those elements that people are trying to improve CLDR, so we would have a better handling of Bangla text elements. All right, I'm done with my, my part. I'm willing to obviously answer more questions if you have any, need for explanations. Anyone else? Pitinan, do you want to say something?
No, thank you, Mitchell. I just want to ask our Bangladeshi colleagues, is this the same understanding, or do you have any question for Mitchell, please?
Hello, this is Mamun.
Hello, Mamun. Please go ahead.
Good morning, in Bangladesh. As far as I understand, the CLDR will follow the deleting nukta and other irrelevant character, but the Unicode code block will remain the nukta. Is it not a controversy? I will explain from Mr. Mitchell.
No, I mean, there is no issue with that. I mean, you have basically dual representation of the same entity, the character can either be represented as a sequence, as an atomic character, is in fact a fairly common situation from other writing systems. In Latin, we have a lot of that. In Latin, you have precomposed characters that also exist as sequences. And, both forms can coexist on, in fact, in data, you can find, in fact, even in Latin situation, for example, you have some vendors have been using more the sequences, and some vendors have been using the precomposed forms. And both forms do exist in backing store. And it's basically the vendors to figure out how to manage the situation that you have, in fact, dual representation of the same thing. And when you do want to do searching or comparison of things, you have either to normalize to one form so you can be consistent in the way you do things. But it's fairly clear that in the Bangla block, the what we call the normalized form C is going to use a decomposed sequence. And that's, and we have a stability constraint on, you know, based on commitment we have not just within Unicode, but also with other organisms like IETF, you know, the Internet Engineering Task Force, on W3C. I mean, we have a lot of contracts, if you want, with other organizations that we have to maintain Unicode stable. And that's why we have to maintain normalization from C the way it is. But again, I want to emphasize that fact, that when you do represent Bangla in, you know, in most contexts, the atomic form is totally fine. You know, you can keep using that one, or you can say, oh, that's the one we preferred. It's just that when you get to into IDN, you have to convert again to the sequence. So you can have two forms. There's no issue with that. We in fact do support the fact that you have two forms, the one that is atomic, you know, with one single code point, and the one with a sequence. That's the way it is.
I guess. But yes? I have another question. As you say, but this policy creates mixed and unscientific corpus. The corpus are going to be mixed and heterogeneous. So like a word can be represented in two ways. So it can redundancy when data are mixed with two forms. So it is ambiguity and harmful for a future artificial intelligence technology. So we should go in a single way that we can block the decomposed form and remain the other form. Is it possible, Mr. Michel?
Again, I mean, that's what normalization is about. Normalization is basically a transformation that you can force, you know, for your own, in your own scope, you can force one way over the other one. And so, you know, we have today four normalization forms in Unicode. We have the NFC, NFD, NFKC, NFKD, yeah, which, you know, have four normalization forms. And all of them, yeah, I know, they do, they basically create a unique representation. That's what they do. And it just happened that for Bangla, the, you know, the normalization form, those transformation form used is the sequence. But so when you do that, you have a unique form. So, but again, that's, yes, a very common issue we have in, it's not just Bangla, it's very common in a lot of situations where we have, you know, writing systems that use as a mix of composed, atomic forms on decomposed form. And it's for example true in Latin, in Cyrillic, and also in a lot of Hindic writing system, we have that situation where you have one form or the other one, and you have to basically use normalization to basically normalize to a single form. It just happened that for Bangla, in those situations, the result of the normalization is a sequence instead of the atomic character. But at this point, when you have done that, the representation is unique. And if you want, again, outside of IDN, to use the atomic form, you can also do that. You can basically create your own normalization, if you want, within your own context to force everyone to use the atomic form. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to do that, that's perfectly fine. If in a piece of software that you use in Bangla context, you can force those, you know, letters to be represented by the atomic characters. It's just within the context of IDN, because IDN says that we're using NFC, that we have used the sequence. But when you use a sequence, you cannot have the atomic form. The atomic form does not exist in IDN, because it's not basically NFC, text. The atomic form cannot exist in NFC. So you never have a situation where you have two forms. You always have only one of them that is valid if you want to force the normalization.
But there's corpus. Okay, we got corpus and some word data containing two representation like the word amra and khelai. The khelai, the antusto o, maybe 09 BC and o, za plus nukta. So, also, we got another word. This is unique and atomic derived form. So we can other we need other discussion about the corpus, and I can reply to you after studying this.
Still, you know stuff to do with that, obviously, just by voice here, but the important point that, you know, if you use one of the summarization form, only one of them is valid. The other one does not exist.
Okay, I got this point.
Just happened in the context at the end, you have to use a sequence. But again, you're perfectly fine to use in other contexts the atomic character. And then, you know, you make your keyboard handling on all the things much easier for you. It's only when you transmit that, you know, that text or that sequence of IDN label to the IDN system, then you convert. And the conversion basically moves that atomic character in the sequence. But it doesn't really say anything about what you use outside of IDN.
Mikhail, this is Onu, or Mohammad Abdulhaq Onu. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah, I have some question. I think we should sit down with IDNA and IDF authority. You can suggest us for Bangla.
So what's your question? Sorry.
I think we should sit down with IDNA and IDF authority.
But to do what?
Because this problem is if we are setting down the IDF and IDN authority, he knows how to solve the problem.
But it's not really a problem. I mean, you just have a different representation on the protocol. It's just a protocol, you know, ITF. I mean, IDN is just a protocol. It's not really saying anything about what is your internal representation or your preferred representation. It's just when you get into the protocol, you have to use a form. And the form for the protocol just happened to be a sequence. It doesn't really change what is the character. You outside of the IDN context, you can use a precomposed form if that's the one you prefer. It's just when you enter the IDN protocol, then you have to decompose, if you want, the atomic representation to code points.
IETF?
In the context of IDN, I mean, ITF, you know, has other things, but in IDN, you know, international domain name, the protocol we have to use is regulated by a set of RFCs. On those RFCs, ITF RFCs, impose on us to use NFC, normalization form C. On normalization form C, again, is the one that basically decomposes those atomic characters into sequences. But that's just for the use of that protocol.
Okay.
It doesn't change anything outside of that. I mean, it's only when you get to in IDN that you have to do the decomposition. And then when you do that, that's a unique form that you represent those letters into IDN. I mean, it's not different from Latin. Latin has the same situation, by the way. We have a situation in Latin where some characters are represented by either atomic characters or by sequences. And it's just the matter that is some sequences were created too late to be created as precomposed. So in Latin, we have some letters, if you want, that are represented by a single code point, and some are represented by a sequence of code points, which is basically the base character followed by you know, the combining mark. And so in Latin, we have a situation where, in fact, you have both representations do exist. So some characters will be represented by a single character, some characters will be represented by combining sequences. But it's only within IDN, you know.
And then IETF.
Yes.
IETF is solved this problem.
I don't see that as a problem, but because you're not going to change IDN. At this point, I don't really see, you know, trying to change the way IDN works is not really going to work, frankly. Because we have a solution today, which is just to decompose when you get into the IDN system. Even if you, you know, outside of IDN.
I think this is not a permanent solution. You say this, I think this is not a permanent solution. When we are using that artificial intelligence or anything else, that facing the problem so many. That's why we are talking about that.
Okay, hello.
Yes.
Yes, hi, I'm Hasib from Bangladesh, and very good morning from me and other people who are joining from Bangladesh. So I have a question that Nukta. Nukta is when we are writing boy shunno ra and antastho a, that we are joining two characters for writing this dhoy shunno ra, dhoy shunno ra, antastho a and boy shunno ra. So this is a wrong process. So should we carry on the wrong process?
You know, again, it's not, you know, you're kind of mixing the backstory with, you know, doesn't really matter, frankly. What you have outside is just because you have two code points. It's not, those are not characters, they're just code points. They're just basically representation. The sequences that represent, sequences can represent a single letter. You know, what you care at your level is letters. So what is my, you know, text element? On the fact that the text element is represented by one code point or multiple code points, doesn't really matter that much, you know. It's the fact that the Nukta is used as a code point within, you know, to represent a single text element is not that relevant. You know, it's still, for you, I understand, the sequence is a six single text element. So I get that part. But it doesn't matter that one of the text element is a Nukta code point. At the end, the sequence is what you really care, because that sequence is really one single text element. And I get also that in CLDR, for example, you want those text elements, if they're made of multiple code points, to be basically handled as a single text element. Okay. So I don't really care that one of the code points is a Nukta, as long as the sequence, including that code point, is representing correctly your text element.
Okay, but when we will take an URL, say in Bangla, say amar.com, okay. Here for raw, someone takes amar with single code point, and someone will take amar with multiple code point, but two code point.
No, so that I'm going to stop you right away. If you have a label inside a URL, it's normalized. So both forms cannot exist. Only one form is valid, the other one is not.
Okay. So what will we do here? So we will use the single character for raw, antastho or dhoshunno ra, dhoshunno ra.
Yeah, you keep telling character. I don't know what the character is. I know code points.
Okay. So, Mamun Bhai, would you please explain us the code points? If you have the code points.
Code points are basically Unicode, you know, base elements. In In Unicode, the only thing we know are
not with that. I'm asking him to explain the code point with for Boishunno Ra and Antastha for this. I have not the chart in front of me, so I'm asking Mamun Bhai.
The thing is, NFC, again, in normalization form C, only one form is valid. Either it's in some case it's a precomposed form, basically one single code point. In some other case, it's a decomposed form, which is basically a sequence of code points. Only to some degree, it doesn't matter which one is valid as long as there's only one. And you don't really care at some point how you represent a URL or URI because only one of them is valid. And you cannot have multiple representations of the same thing.
Okay, for URL, you will care for the characters, not for the code points. Am I right?
Well, it's a bit complicated. If you see on the bus, you know, if you see on paper, you don't know, but if you see on the screen of a computer, only one form is allowed. Obviously, when you do move from a paper or from side of the bus or how you want to. From basically a written form to encoded form, the encoded form is unique. There's only one form of encoded, basically, encoded by a sequence of code points. Only one of them is valid, the other one is not. That's the whole point of the normalization scheme, NFC that we use in IDN, that only one form is allowed, the other one is not allowed.
Okay, but which one will be allowed for this?
It depends. It's basically based on NFC. You have to basically use NFC and see what NFC does to your sequence, to your text. NFC will either compose or decompose depending of the code points. In most cases, the NFC compose. NFC basically tend to use the shortest form in most of the case, but in some cases, like Bangla, it use the longest form.
Okay, but I think it will make problem in corpus. So what you are thinking about this?
Again, you can keep using the precomposed form in anywhere else but IDN. It's only when you get to IDN that you have to do the transformation. It's what we call, sometimes, early normalization compared to late normalization, where basically, in all your application, you can use the precomposed form. That's fine. It's only when you get to IDN that you have to, on IDN, on URI, on URL, that you have to move to the NFC form.
Okay, I think Mamun Bhai will say something, please.
Mamun, can you unmute your mic if you're speaking?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Can I ask Mr. Ajay Data or any other?
Please go ahead.
Mamun Bhai, what are you asking? I'm Ajay Data here.
Okay, what we have done for other similar characters of other Indian languages?
I don't think that Bangla is unique on that. There is some sort of situation where the NFC form is decomposed as well. I don't have example in front of me now, but it's not unique to Bangla. There is some other writing system that also where the NFC form is a decomposed form. And again, this is just a code point representation. We all understand that the letter is still a single atomic form, a single atomic thing. It's just that it just happened as the backstory is made of multiple code points. It frankly doesn't matter much. I mean, the code point is just internal representation of one text element. The fact that you use one code point of multiple code points does not really matter.
Mumbai, does this answer your question by Michelle?
And to hear from your end, Indian end, or invisible panel technical end?
So, it is, I think Michelle already answered your question on our behalf that we have, this situation is not unique. The situation is quite common, and NBGP panel has followed the form the way it is available. And the call we made today with Bangla is to have an update from the Unicode meeting, basically. Obviously, yes. We are aware, we all are aware about the issue which you have raised, and we were waiting as a panel that if there is a change from that meeting of Unicode. That's what we wanted to understand in this meeting. And as I understand from this meeting, output is that the situation has not changed. The situation is as it is. Is this something which I am getting it correct, or is this something which is not true after the Unicode meeting? That's right now. Please go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Mr. Adhidata, could you provide any example occurred in any other Indian language, like in Devanagari or Gujarati?
Pitinan, could you please pull that out somewhere on Anyscript, which you can show in the screen? However, I'm still going back to my question. Is there any change in the situation, Michelle, from after the ICANN, after the Unicode meeting with Bangla?
Are you asking, is there any change? No, there were not.
Yes, there's no change. Okay. So the situation is same, and we are where we are at the situation where we were. Obviously, we are aware about the issue in very much detail, and we have to now take a call that how do we move further, because as we have already discussed, my friends, that we have to move further with the current situation and keep addressing this issue parallelly to your satisfaction in any forum you would like to do. Let us not hold our people to not to have the ID and domain names in the new GTLD round. I hope you are also aware that 8 scripts have gone to the root zone. This was announced on July 10, and only Bangla is left out. And if we leave this further, then we will not be participating into the new GTLD round. Then you are minimum depriving 5 years for many years to our Bangladesh community, Bangla community. I guess we have to move, start discussing on that direction. And this issue is to be addressed by you at various forum, wherever it is. NBGP is not the forum for that. We have to understand that.
Okay. Again, I mean, you can define those sequences in the LGR, and you would be done. I mean, you define those characters as sequence of code points, and then you can proceed on the, you know, on the LGR.
Hi,
we could make progress pretty quickly there.
Yeah, it's Pitinan here. Sorry, Dr. Ajay, I cannot pull out the example in NBGP script out of my mind. I just have the example in Thai with on the screen now.
Okay,
if
go ahead.
You want, I can go through as well.
Please,
That's a good one.
Okay, so this is, so let me explain. So it's quite similar to the case we are discussing. In Thai, we have the single atomic form, which is 0E33, is one of the vowel. And it can be broken into 0E4D and 0E32, the yellow boxes. And to the users, at the keyboard level, the ones will type the consonant plus vowel, right? So they will type these two keys, but actually when it's been normal, it will be broken down into the normalized form to be stored into the database, let's say. And before that, this form has to be converted into the Pune code form as well, XN dash dash. So this is what happened. We also have to go with the sequences of the two code points to make this one. But when it's search or when it's store, it will just search the XN dash dash, which is to the end user, they don't really understand that they are typing two code points. To them, it's just one single stroke on the keyboard. So this is just one of the example. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Excellent presentation, a very good example, Pitinet. Our Bangladesh friends, we have to also understand that we are talking about only one thing here out of entire language, which you are probably concerned is domain names. And domain names are supposed to be dealt in a very special way, which is what we are working on. And these domain names, as we talked about the browser, URL, and anywhere else where this person is going to type, he's going to type the way this example is, and how it actually stores in the back is not really user sees. How it travels in the network, user don't see. These are all code points in the back. So the key is that how we need to just present into the LGR in a right sequence way, and then we are done from that perspective, as Michelle is saying. And we can quickly proceed in that direction.
Yes.
No. Hello.
Go yes. ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Please go ahead. We can hear you.
I would like to differ in gentle manner with Mr. Ajayeta, that sharing our philosophy and in our reality is not a matter of hurry. It's basement. I know basement for domain and basement for domain business, domain policy, and not only for domain. It's an internet policy. So we should be more careful. This is my opinion. That we go slow because we are careful and we are responsible for our people. I know that we are halted a process, but it's really important for our future future internet technology. It's really important for our virtual reality and virtual world for future. So we should go slow, and we are not feel guilty that we are halted a process. We think it's a common approach to observe and adapt a new technology, especially in language, which are closely related with people's sentiment. From our end. Thank you.
Mamun, we are not asking you to hurry up. Please understand, we are already 1 year behind than we started, which is probably a good enough time to, I don't know how to you put slow or time, it is more or less, but 1 year is more than enough. And this is not the final LGR. We are also probably not getting that. And this is a one version of LGR. If you think that there is something which require a change, you can of course go for further changes and create your representation if the situation changes in Unicode or something somewhere. NBGP, we have to understand the scope of NBGP. NBGP can do as much as the data is available, the rules are available, the reporter is available, what MSR is. This is the boundaries and the guidelines we have. Rather, we have gone beyond have a meeting with Unicode and try to do that. The result is in front of us, which has not changed anything. And it is not likely to change. So if we are waiting for something, then we should know what are we waiting for and how the result is going to be coming out. We don't see that. If you can show us that, that this is something I am waiting for and this is where the result will come. We have the Unicode on the call who is represented and we have the meeting already done where we are going to get the result out. Nobody else.
Well, I got your point. We have no excuse. Just I want to say, give us more time to discuss with our administrative authorities. I think our Honorable Mr. Mafzul Karim Majumdar sir will agree with me and also Anu Bhai and Hasib Bhai. We need more time to discuss our administrative authorities. We are technical and we will place the result of this meeting and also the technical option described by Michelle. We are studying a proposal read out and sent by Mr. Michelle. We need very little time to place the message from this meeting to our administrative authorities. So
how much time you need for doing all that stuff?
It's not from my, not from my end. We can in very short time we'll share that total time plan and strategy.
Okay.
So, I just want to emphasize that.
Mr. Anubhai and
Mr. Okay. Mamun, I agree with you. Mr. Mamun, okay. This is, I agree with you. No problem, you go ahead. Because we need time. We need time.
We got the technical plan from Mr. Michel and also the strategic plan from the Ajoy data. So we have no excuse, but we are, you know, we are studying and we're careful. So in a very short time. We need very short time and we will send the detail and the milestone when we can finish the LGR in very short way and very short manner.
Okay, Michelle, can I say something?
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Hasib. Go ahead, Hasib.
Yeah,
okay, please. Please,
Hasib, let us hear Michelle and then please you come on.
Okay.
Yes, Michelle. I want to just confirm that you do have a solution today. You could write the LGR supporting the full Bangla repertoire today. You don't have to wait. The only thing you have to do is to, for those letters, you just use a sequence in the LGR and you'll be done. You could have that proposal could come to us. Now I'm talking as an integration panel. If you were just using for those text elements the sequence that as allowed by NFC, you could be done today. I mean, you could present that thing to IP and we could move and you could be done in a matter of probably a few weeks. So the choice is on your side. It's just to accept the fact that some text elements are not represented by single code points but by multiple code points on. Again, the LGR system has a mechanism to support that. So there is no need for delay. You could just basically accept the way that NFC do support those letters as sequence, and then it could be done now. I think the IP, again, talking as an integration panel now, has shown you how to do that by using sequences for those text element on, you could submit that very soon to the IP for review.
Okay, can I say something now?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I do agree with Mamun Bhai that we are not the final authority from Bangladesh side, but I have a proposal. Can we block Nukta for Bangla LGR for the time being?
Again, let me answer that. So Nukta does not necessarily have to exist as a single code point. It can maybe only exist as part of those sequences. We do that quite a bit, in fact. We have a situation in other scripts where some code points are only allowed as part of a sequence. So if you can create a situation where the nukta is only part of the sequence, and it does not is not allowed as a single code point outside of those allowed sequences. It's something we do in other LGRs, where, again, for example, in some other script where we have combining characters following a base character, we don't allow those combining characters to exist if they're not associated with those base characters. This is situation is similar here. You basically only allow the nukta when it's used on for those sequences. And the nukta alone does not is not allowed. Again, that's you could do that today. And I think that was the way it was proposed for Bangla, that the nukta may just be used for those sequences and not otherwise. Yeah, LGR on that aspect is kind of unique because you can define a sequence of code points where some code points are only allowed when they're in, within that sequence. They don't exist outside of those in context where they're following a given character or, you know, part of that sequence. But you can do that. So in short term, you know, in my answer to what you said, asked, it was yes.
We have Mamoon and Mafas in the queue. So Moon, is that a new hand or old hand? If it's new, please go ahead. Thank you.
Please, Mahfuz, sir.
Hi, this is Mahfuz from Bangladesh. I had been listening all your words and every details. I got the message as well from the Michelle side, I mean from Unicode side, the technical details. And as Mamoon said, I think we need a little more time to sit together and finalize our views, and we can proceed forwards to you. Thank you.
I think we have the now. It's a good call because we are reaching towards the resolving. I understand that the authority we are missing here, and you would like to go and talk. If we can agree on certain timelines before we close the call, that will be helpful for everyone so that we are not having a unlimited darkness and no visibility. If you can share any day which is comfortable to you, by then you will come back. That will be helpful for NBGP to move further.
This is Mamoon. My humble request to IDN and NBGP, please provide similar case data like nukta and other conjunct character, and we can compare. Then we can compare. I know it's open to internet, so we are studying. We require time because we are studying, and in very short time we will explore our observation. And share with you, and hope we will conclude in a good manner.
Mamoon, will this Thai example which Pritinen shared will work for you? She can just send you right now.
Yes, I guess. Thank you for the sharing from the Pritinen, but I need a similar case from the Indian language because these are sister languages. And also, Thai and Indian languages are sister, but far sister. But as in BJP, it's a case of panel in BJP. So we need similar case and data. It's not for the create an obstacle. It's only for the understanding the process that we can give an answer for our future knowledge base and future researcher that we are perform a good decision and work.
Okay, Mamoon bhai, can we give them the time limit actually? So I think they are asking for time limit, and Mr. Mahfuz also, I'm asking. So can we give them some time limit so that we can sit with our decision makers by this time and then sit with this team again? for approximate time limit. Approximate time limit, maybe.
Two months.
2 months.
Okay,
I want to
hear from Mr. Mahfuz also. For the time limit, actually.
Yeah, thank you. I think, as we understand, just ahead of us, there is some other holidays are coming. And
yes,
other commitments. So how about getting 1 month time, and meanwhile we'll sit with our all the experts and as well as the administrative bodies, and we really want to wrap up these issues and finally come to a conclusion, because it is taking long time, as I understand. Yes. And we want to really mean it, that we have to finish it. So how about 1 month? What do you say, Pitinan?
Pitinan and
Dr.
So let me, I think we have to go practical, and 1 month is not big enough and tough enough time to not to accommodate, as we have already spent months. And if the community wants, we shall do that. Would you be perfectly fine with a solution here, which I am suggesting? Let us look at the current LGR form. And let us do a change, as Michelle has suggested, for the nukta to be removed as a single code point and available only as a sequence. And and send it to IP for revalidating it in the meantime. And also, if required, let us call for a public comment on that. And in that comment, if Bangladesh people have a suggestion or something which they can, everybody can comment, that will give you a broader perspective to get bigger comments from the community, so that you are not taking only five people as a decision. You know that you have taken a decision with a wider community on that decision, and then we move further. That way, our time will not be wasted. We have utilized that time for constructive use.
Onubhai and Mr. Mahfuz.
No, after this is Mamun. After submitting our report, we can go through for public comments.
Okay,
so what I'm saying,
give us more 1 month, please. I know we have taken a long time.
My friend, listen. I am nobody to give you 1 month. Please understand. And this is our together. We are together, right? So it is not about you. I need to give you 1 month. You need to ask any permission from me. It is not like that. We are as a team, right? We are working together as a team. And when we are saying we as a team, because ultimately we are working for the community, and we are jointly responsible for our millions of people who are going to use this script. Yes. And what I'm suggesting is that we have a process of NBGP, which is laid down by ICANN. This has a certain process, that sending a document to IP. Once IP validates, it may take 10 days, 15 days already, right? So why not we send this document after 1 month? I spend another 2 months. I want to just avoid that. I am saying, why not to utilize this 1 month in a parallel? Because it is not going to, it is within the NBGP stream. Till we do not do the public consultation may also happen twice. It has to be reopened if it is required. All the comments which come during the public period has to be undertaken by the panel, including yourself. If somebody else says something else from Bangladesh, we have to address that too. And you may be the other side of the table at that time. So the question is, we shall bridge that gap of the time and see that we are proceeding. We are not killing that 1 month time unnecessarily with no result. That's what I'm just trying to say.
No. We do not expect any special change or radical change. But
Mohan bhai, then we can send it to IP at least and get the feedback from them. But that process is over. Right? And it is not forcing. Listen, Mohan. It is not forcing. We can, if you have a change still in the LGR document, we can still send to the IP. It is not the final document even otherwise. You get my point? At least if it is final, then it is at least we save the time.
But we should wait. It's from our end. We should wait for 1 month. You know, we have already was.
No, you wait 1 month. They are two interlinked things, Mamun Bhai. We are waiting for 1 month. We are not proceeding for the final release of LGR. We are not sending it to integration. This is we are waiting for 1 month. What I am saying, other formalities to be completed. It is not helping us. Neither you nor me. The document is lying in your emails. We already did 2 rounds. Well, let us do this nukta as a code point removed. Put a sequence and send it to IP for the comment. So at least you have an official version comment on the IP from that. The solution which we are looking for. Right? Or if you think that no, we shall not do anything for 1 month, it is a solution, but we are only, it's not an intelligent solution. We will be wasting 1 month completely.
Mr. Ajay, this is Mohammed Abdullah Onu.
Yes, sir.
Who will solve the problem?
You.
You, my, me. Our side, my, Bangladesh part.
So, yeah. No, so the answer for the LGR has to be weighted by the Bangladesh part. Nobody
definitely,
else. That's what we are.
Definitely, I agree with you. But we are find out the problem. But we cannot solve the problem. So no, who I will solve the problem?
There is no problem. Right now, we have taken a decision. What we have suggested is we remove one nukta and put it as a sequence. Right? This approval you require from higher authorities to be got into LGR. This is what I have understood. Anything else is required to be discussed? This is what I have understood in this call.
Okay. You suggest to me that we are proceed a parallel process in the vetting the IP process and another process going to the Unicode and other side. You mentioned this.
No. What I am saying is, way forward for NBGP as a panel, we all together is to finalize the LGR. That is our goal as a panel.
Okay.
Right? To finalize the LGR, you had a nukta as an issue. For that, what you are suggesting is that can we remove nukta as a code, single code point and put it as a sequence?
Okay.
That is possible. So what I am suggesting is let us do the change into the document. What I also understand from Bangladesh friends is that they want to go to the minister, sir, and have a formal discussion about it and then come back as a final decision. That is okay. That you require 1 month time. So what we are saying is, let us do the change, send it to IP, let them do the formal work. In the meantime, Bangladesh friends can do the internal homework and build the consensus and bring the yes or no on that process. How do we move further in the direction? That discussion will come from you. And then 1 month later, we can hold another call and finalize it.
Okay. Mr. Mahmood?
Yes, Mahmood. This is not for homework. It's for justification, preparing the justification and documents against this issue. So, we give hints that we are concluding. We want to wrap up this issue. So, but we need justification and researching documents against this issue. And to Mr. Ajay Data, we want to share, already mentioned by Honorable Mahfuz Sir, that we are in waiting for a long time vacation in Bangladesh. So that it's a matter of 1 week only, I know. But in our front, we are facing a long-term vacation. So we request to you for 1 month. That is why. It's not a matter of 1 month. We know also. But please, I would like to request you again that please send the detailed to IP after 1 month, and for the meantime we will prepare the justification.
Okay, so that's fine. So let us agree on that. That's fine. Let us wait for 1 month. So today we are sitting on 24th of July. So we talk again on, let us say, 20th of August, and take the status. Okay. Is that fine for you?
It's fine from my side, and I want to hear from Mr. Mahfuz and Mamun Bhai and Onu Bhai also.
From my side is okay. This is Onu.
So we have another call on 20th of August, an NBGP Bangla call, and 25th of August we intend to send this document to IP. And
I think Mr. Mojumdar and Mr. Mamun also have. Mamun Bhai, what you suggest, Mr. Mojumdar?
Please go ahead. Sorry,
Mr. Mamun.
Yes. Okay. I propose my idea.
Okay. Now, is the time limit is okay for us, Mamun Bhai?
Yes. I think 1 month
of August.
Okay. 20th August. It's okay.
Okay. And
let me see the date. 20th August. 20th August. 20th August. Tuesday.
Okay. By this,
probably it's okay.
Okay. Okay, I want to hear from Mr. Mahfuz Mazumdar also. Please, would you please say something?
Yeah, I think if the technical team agrees with the date, I don't have any problem.
Okay.
Okay.
So 20th August is our call to get an update. 25th of August, we send our document to IP and then follow the process, whatever the process is required for the document. Okay.
20th August is okay from Bangladesh side, I think.
Yes, I will set up another call on 20th of August, Tuesday.
And Mumun Bhai is saying something. Let us hear him again, what he was saying.
Just thanks to Mr. Michel for his contribution.
Yes.
I'm very sorry to have been late. So.
We can't thank enough, Michelle, about your hard work and helping us go through this. Thank you very much. We really appreciate this entire effort. We sit down on 20th again, and 25th, we come back to you, Michelle, with the document. And then we help you. We request your guidance in that further and moving further in the direction.
Yeah, we'll be very happy to review it. You're welcome.
Yeah. Any last comments anybody wants to say before we adjourn the call?
Nothing from my side. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Ajay Data.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your sharing your views. I think we waiting the August 20. I think we send and we are giving to final decision.
Thank you very much. Let us do something for the world, and let us do something for our community, Bangladesh people.
Mr. Data, I have a request to you. Mr. Data, I have a request. Yes. Another request that upcoming meeting, can we confirm Mr. Uday Narayan Singh as a chair of NBGP?
Yes, he is also the co-chair. We will request him to be present. No problem.
Okay.
Okay. No issue.
Okay. Can we sit in the face-to-face meeting?
No, I don't think face-to-face meeting will be possible in that, but I will take your request to the ICANN and see if it is possible. Okay?
Pidinan, is it okay?
We will have to discuss first, like, what would be the agendas and what's the intention for the face-to-face meeting. And if it solves the problem, then we can certainly arrange something.
So I will talk to. I will try to organize this. Let us see. Time is too short. We will see if it is possible. We will come back to you very soon. No problem.
Okay. I think in a face-to-face meeting, we can solve the issue. I do agree with Onu Bhai. Thank you.
Okay.
I think Mr. Ajay, I think you should think about that. If we are sitting the face-to-face, I think we can solve my problem and others too.
Okay. Patin, can you please set up a call with me and Sarma, then you together on this?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining the call. And let us catch on emails and WhatsApp. We are all connected. And if somebody is not connected on WhatsApp and BGP group, please send your number to email to me or somebody. We will add you there. And let's get going in this and connect you on 20th again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.